And good afternoon and welcome to Firhill. Yes, it's good to be back in action after the international break here as Partick Thistle take on Hamilton in the start of a very crucial period for the Jags. Three games coming up against the three teams nearest to us, Hamilton today, next week, and then a trip to Dens Park. Three critical games, and hopefully we can take quite a number of points to help our league position. In just a moment, we'll be chatting with our special guest today. Sadly, up here rather than out on the pitch, Stuart Bannigan joins us, and we'll have Stuart in just a moment. Good afternoon, though, first of all.
How you doing, Mike? Okay?
Not too bad at all. Team news, two changes to the starting 11. David Amu sits this one out. He goes to the substitutes bench, and one other change sees Adi Aziz also drop to the bench. Chris Doolan taking his place, whilst it's Adam Barton getting another spell in the midfield role. So Thistle line up in the 4-2-3-1 formation this afternoon. Ryan Scully in goal. The back four stays the same. It's Ziggy Gordon, Danny Devine, Liam Lindsay and Callum Booth. Abdul Osman and Adam Barton are the sitting midfielders. Ryan Edwards, who's been outstanding and deservedly winning the Macrae's Financial Services Player of the Month, he moves into the number 10 role. Chris Erskine moves wide right. Stevie Lawless on the left and Chris Doolan up front. And on the bench, we've got Torsten Strickman, the goalkeeper, Christy Elliott, Sean Welsh, Davy Wilson, Declan McDade, David Amu and Adi Aziz, as we've said. The Hamilton side, well, they line up with Gary Woods in goal. He replaces the injured Remy Matthews, who unfortunately got injured last week. Grant Gillespie, Dougie Imrie, always good to come up against him. Greg Doherty, Alec DeCall, Ali Crawford, Rakesh Bingham, Darian McKinnon, Massimo Donati, loads of experience there. Their new signing, Leonard Soa, who's the left back, and Giorgio Saris. Their subs, goalkeeper Robbie Thompson, Danny Redmond, Gramos Kurtai, Louis Longridge, Eamon Brophy, Scott McMahon and Sean Want. And as I said, our special guest today is Stuart Bannigan. Stuart, I did touch on the importance of the next three games. Are we close enough to say they could very well shape our season?
I think so, Michael, yeah. You know, the league table doesn't lie. As it stands, we're sitting bottom. And, you know, it's got to be, you know, deservedly so, because we've not picked up the points. Yeah, we've performed well at times and spells during games, but, you know, it's all about picking up points. And in these three games next to the teams, you know, right above us, can lure everybody back in and get us, you know, back feeling positive about this season again.
I think the general consensus before the season started was this could be a very positive season. I still don't think there's an awful lot to change that. I still think when we get into a flow, I think we'll be a very good team to watch.
Absolutely. You look at the squad, and we've got a fantastic squad. There's players sitting on the bench that would get in most teams in the league. And it's just trying to gel that together now. And we're playing in sort of fits and starts at the minute. But 2 weeks ago against Rangers, you know, we looked for the first half an hour as if we were going to blow them away with the way we counter-attacked and sort of played off them. But, you know, we're not scoring at the minute. You know, we're not taking our chances. And, you know, when it comes to it, it's putting a lot of sort of pressure on the defence, and we're conceding bad goals. So, you know, a mixture of that can only cause sort of bad results.
Absolutely, and it's been defensively odd moments, odd mistakes by different players. System looks right, it's just unfortunately costing us.
I seen the manager's interview, you know, the other day, and he was saying it's not really the full defence or the shape. We're not getting cut open, as he said. It's individual mistakes. You've seen Danny's one at Ibrox last week. You know, other instances in the games prior to that. So it's not as if the shape's bad at the minute. It's just cutting out those individual errors.
Hamilton, side that perhaps don't have the quality, but what they do have is endeavour, work rate, effort, and that has to be matched if we're going to have any chance of taking points.
When you speak to most players, you know, when they play games in this league, they'll say that Hamilton's probably one of the hardest games you played during the season. You know, they're right up against you, they're sort of press you man to man, you know, don't give you much time or space in the middle of the park. You need to match that energy and desire from them. If you do that, we've definitely got the quality up at the top end of the pitch to go and score goals against them. We've shown that in the previous years against them at home.
Let's look to our midfield. Adam Barton comes back in. I must say I was very impressed with the game he played against Motherwell. Do like the cut of his jib, as they say. But there is so much flexibility in the midfield. Ryan Edwards, probably a prime example. Came as a number 10. Last few games has looked terrific in the holding role. But with the quality that you've got to fit everybody in to get the correct blend, there's that flexibility within the whole lot of them.
You know, being a manager, I'll tell you that right now, it's a tough team selection. There's a lot of some players missing out that, you know, think they should be playing. As I said, right, you touched on it, you know, just at the start of the show there. Ryan's been fantastic the past probably month or so. He's been brilliant. He's played a wee bit deeper. It's gave him a wee bit more space in front of him to maybe go and express himself. Today he's in the number 10. It's a sort of wee different role for him. And we'll see how he gets on today. But he's been a shining light the past month or so.
You've also touched on the goal scoring situation. Addy Aziz, I've loved watching Addy. He just so badly needs a goal. He'll be. I still think he's a great impact player, and I think if the manager needs him at some point during the game, he's a good player to bring on.
First and foremost, I think Addy's been fantastic since he came in. I really do. I think he's been brilliant. Most games he's played, he causes defences all sorts of problems. They struggle against him. Every defence struggles against him. He creates his own chances as well, which is great. He's always looking to run in behind, and I don't think you see many strikers work as hard as him. Shuts people down, and it creates a great energy in the team. Yes, he's not scored his goals that he probably should have, but that will come. It's no fair one to try.
No goals for him, no goals for Chris in the Premier League this year. It's not something that we've become accustomed to in the year. Usually Chris in particular gets in amongst the goal. This is an opportunity for him to get off the mark.
He's been sort of in and out this season, hasn't he? It's quite hard to judge him now. We're only 7-8 games in. He's played quite a few day games in a sort of deeper role as well, and he's been in and out the team. So, once Chris gets a run in the team, he'll score goals, because that's what he does.
Defensively, the manager's given a nod to the four. I think we've all agreed the shape of the back four is fine. There is not an issue with that. Individual mistakes, and it's different players all the time. If they can cut that out, and a lot of that might be to the fact it's just a little lack of concentration, or just something that's just stopping them from...
Absolutely. But I think individually they're all great players. It's just coming together as a back four and communicating all the time. That's what the manager always harps on about to Liam. Liam's been fantastic this season at times. Yeah, he's made a couple of mistakes, but it happens to everybody. But Liam, if he can add, talking to his game, communication, organising everybody around him, what a talent we've got in this club.
And just before we talk about your absence and when we're going to see you back, we caught up with the manager today to get his thoughts on the team selection and to look forward to today's game. Here's Alan Archibald.
Alan, a look ahead to this afternoon's game. We'll start off with weather conditions again, similar to what we had in our last home game, a wet day. Again, we must feel that must make it easier for our passing game.
Yeah, much better. I think, to be fair, the grounds, we need to keep a little bit of length. The pitches look magnificent, but you keep a little bit of length on it. Just the 20s game's been midweek now sometimes on it, so to help protect it a little bit. So the rain will definitely help it, and it will make for a good passing game of football.
Yeah, absolutely. Hamilton, hard-working. We talked about that earlier on in the week, and we know fine well that intensity, pressure, pace, we have to try and match that stride for stride.
Yeah, definitely. Probably the most advanced team isn't playing the front foot. They like to get the ball forward really early, and not meaning back to front, I mean passing as well. And they've got good footballers like Crawford, who I mentioned the other day, and the boy Brophy, and guys like that. So we need to be at our best to stop them today.
Let's look at our team news then. We see two changes to the starting 11. Adam Barton comes back into the midfield, and Chris Doolan comes in up front. Again, Chris has got a pretty decent scoring record against Hamilton. Is that something that comes into your thought when deciding who to play up front?
No, it wasn't the day. I just think Dools is due his chance as well. Addy's done well for us up there, obviously not scored goals in the league yet either. Near has Chris. But we'll go with Chris today. We know what he gives us. He's got great link-up play with Stevie Lawless and Chris Erskine, and we'll need him today. He create openings for us.
Adam Barton comes in, and I think he had a very fine home debut in his last match. It does look as though it puts Ryan Edwards a little bit further forward. Not the problem, but the good thing with Ryan is he's just as comfortable in the sitting role as he is playing up front.
Yeah, we felt we'll need that today. We need that rotation, and it's adaptable. It's personnel, it's adaptable. Adam was unlucky to miss out at Ibrox, and he comes back in the day, and you say it's a very good midfield three. We've got Sean Wilson, David Wilson missing out as well, so it's real strength and depth in that area, something that I feel we need, because we lost players last year at key times. So it gives us that rotation in midfield where they're all comfortable in different positions.
Chris Erskine and Stevie Lawless playing the wide roles, linking up with Doolan, and we've talked before about how successful that was as a partnership in our First Division Championship winning season, and you just feel that could click into gear at any point.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think when you look at all our good play, especially the home games, it's involved, eh, guys? So we need it from today. Squiddy, yeah, he's playing the wide area, but you'll probably not see him there all the time. In a dense defensive area, he'll drop in and match the fullback, but he'll come in and he'll float about the middle area of the pitch as well. And he's got that freedom, we'll give him that. Him and Stevie Lawless to go and create things and hopefully opportunities for Chris Doolan.
Defensively, it's the same again in terms of personnel. As we've talked before many times, shape-wise, everything about it's fine. They just have to just be a bit more careful.
Yeah, they need to cut out individual errors. That's exactly what they need to do. and we'll be fine. I highlighted during the week that it has been individual errors all the time. It's not really been teams cutting us open, so if we get that similar type of performance and cut out the errors and eradicate them, we'll be okay.
Are some of them sort of getting towards last chance saloon before you have to take some action?
Yeah, quite possibly. But as I touched during the week, our record's similar to last year's. It only had more clean sheets, but in goals lost, it's very, very similar. So, no, it gets to the point we'll have to change it. We will do. But I feel collectively they've not been too bad. It's just, as I said, individual errors.
Just lastly, big support today would be good to sort of just keep the boys as much focused as possible and get right behind them and just give them as much encouragement as they can.
Yeah, definitely. We're getting a key period of games now that we'll need the backing for everybody from the fans and getting right behind the lads, and I'm sure it'll help. It always does. And hopefully we can put a performance on to G the crowd up as well.
Here's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald then. We spoke with him a little bit earlier on in the afternoon ahead of today's game. As you've touched on, Stuart, the squad is pretty decent, it's pretty big, and it's especially the midfield area though. That's the element where we really need to try and dominate if we can.
We do. We've got one of the best midfields in the league, you know, outside probably the top two or three teams. You know, we've got great rotation in there, but it's just finding the right personnel at the minute. You know, we've been chopping and changing it, people have been playing different positions here and there. So it's, you know, the manager's picked three guys today, they go and do their job, you know, they'll be in the team.
Your point of view, you'd love to be there, but not. What's the current state of play? How are you progressing?
Progressing okay. It's early days in injury, you know, we're only sort of 7 weeks after operation. You know, I'm walking a lot better now than what I was sort of two or three weeks ago. You can definitely see the improvement sort of week to week, and it's just sort of light stuff at the minute, you know, light bite work. You know, Marcy's giving a lot of exercise to do to strengthen the leg up. But it's early days, but it's very frustrating for me, to watch the games every week and see the guys out there, you know, sort of struggling at the minute, and I just want to go out and help them as much as I can. But you know, it's not to be at the minute.
Is playing this season still a possibility, or would it be a bonus if you get out before the season?
I'm a positive person. I want to aim high, so I'm looking to get back this season. They say it's sort of 6 to 9 months. That's the time frame for injury. 6 months would be the sort of middle of February. So listen, it's all up to myself and how I heal and how well I do the rehab. So fingers crossed, I'll be back playing in the red and yellow before the end of the season.
That would be great to hear. Let's look to our opponents today then, Hamilton Accies. As a player, you obviously need to look into the strengths and weaknesses of your opposition. When I look at this Hamilton side, I see a lot of changes from what they've been to. New players, they've got a new left-back in today, and so on. Does that make it harder to try and match up or to know what you're going to be coming up against?
Yeah, it does. Obviously, listen, you need to focus on your own game prior to the match. You know, you need to focus on what you're going to do. But, you know, the manager is very in-depth in what he does with the boys during the week. You know, we watch videos. We speak a lot about the opposition and what they like to do, but with the new players, you know, it's hard to try and get footage on them because maybe they've not been in leagues that have got, you know, the footage shown. So yeah, it's pretty hard, but it's all down to what Patrick Thistle do today, how we approach the game, how we press them, and if we take our chances or not.
Players for them, I suspect, are the likes of Donati, who can control things in the middle of the park. Crawford has got the natural flair, maybe doesn't get involved in the game as much as he would like. And then there's Alec De Call up front, Dougie Imrie alongside him. Players that know where the goal is. I think Imrie in particular has got a very good scoring record against the team.
He's a fantastic player. You know, he causes problems all the time he plays against. He's very good in air. He makes his great diagonal runs inside the park and behind full-backs, which are very difficult to pick up. So we need to communicate well and pick him up properly. Donati, you know, you don't lose the ability you have. You know, he's played Champions League. He's played for big clubs, you know, around Europe. You don't lose that ability, so he'll be in there trying to dictate the play. We make sure we shut him down properly. Don't give him time and space, because he's a good player in this space. He can create problems for us. Ali Crawford, you know, I think he's sort of underrated in Scotland, to be honest. He's a great player. His movement's fantastic. It's very hard to pick up, and he scores goals, which is a key thing for any sort of attacking midfield player. You know, he chips in his fair share of goals, and you know, he's a danger man for them today.
Well, before we continue our preview ahead of the game, we caught up with Stevie Lawless to get a player's reaction, a player's view ahead of today's game, and here's what he had to say.
Stevie, the boys champing at the bit to get back out there. That defeat at Ibrox before the international break, a frustrating one, so everyone eager and keen to get back out there and right some wrongs?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. As you said, we've had a lot of time to think about it with the break, so plenty of hours in the training field, and hopefully we can make it show today.
Absolutely, it's a game against the Hamilton side that we know are hard-working, they're enthusiastic, they'll battle for every ball, so there's going to be no given today. If we're going to get anything, we're going to have to earn it.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get, it's going to be a tough game, like every game really in the SPL, so we need to be first and foremost match our energy, and then hopefully our quality can show through and we can get the points. We need to really start picking up wins now, so that's what we're looking to do.
I think they're the kind of team, if you get on top of them, get a goal ahead of them, you have the opportunity to sort of run over the top. We've done it before, but I think Chris scored the four goals against them, yeah, in a type of performance that was like that.
Yeah, you know, if you put in a good performance, you'll get chances, and it's all about taking them. Yeah, as you said, we've put in good performances against Hamilton before, but we've also put it the other way, we've not. Maybe they've been on top of us, but I'm sure if we play to our abilities, we've got more than enough in the change room that we can get the points.
I think the fans know fine well that defensively, as a unit, playing fine, just making some odd individual mistakes. But I think as the strikers, I think there was a hope and an expectation that we would score a lot more goals this year. But the play is still good, it's just maybe taking some chances.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of composure. I don't know how that's been the case, to be fair, because we've been doing well in training, and hopefully it'll start to show in the games, because as you said, there was a lot of excitement that we'd have a lot more goals this year, but I think we've got the people there that they can be goals, so we just need to try and convert our chances, and I'm sure as soon as we start doing that, there'll be more frequent goal scorers.
Is today the first of a vitally important three games?
I think so. I think when you look at the fixtures, we've had tough games, and even the other ones where you look at is more chance of us getting the 3 points, we've not really took them, which has been disappointing. So, as you said, these are games we really should be looking to take the 3 points from, and hopefully we can go on a little run.
So what's the key for today then?
First and foremost, the performance, because we don't want a St Johnstone again. If we put in a performance, then we've got something to build on. So that'll be the key thing. If we put in a performance, then I'm sure we'll get the 3 points.
That's what she'll be this afternoon.
Cheers, thanks.
Yep, thoughts of Stevie Lawless ahead of today's game. Stuart, one player I want to touch on is Ryan Scully. Ryan's done exceptionally well over the last few games. It's been a hard shift for him. I think a lot of it's been down to being flung in at a time when perhaps the team were unsettled, and especially defensively. He's getting his first real run with a settled defence, and he's responding well, isn't he?
It shows you what he can do. You know what, you touched on it there. Every time he's came in prior, he's always came in for one game when we've had a lot of suspensions or injuries in the back line. And it's, you know, we've shipped a lot of goals, and maybe people are pointing the blame at him, but it's, you know, it's a team game. Now he's had his run of four or five games. You see the confidence he's bringing now into his game. You know, he's sort of had flawless performances in the past three or four, and that all stemmed for the sort of, you know, the Dundee United game, I think it was, where he was fantastic. And he, you know, he kept the goal tally down that night. I'm really happy for him, because he's a great guy, and he deserves his chance here. So he just needs to try and keep playing the way he's playing. And if he does, I'm sure, you know, it'll be a great fight between him and Thomas when Thomas returns.
Absolutely. And in contrast, Hamilton don't have Remy Matthews, who's been their goalkeeper all season. Gary Woods comes in. Got to be honest, don't know an awful lot about him.
No, near that, Remy, to be honest with you. You know, maybe, you know, it's a thing for set pieces. If he, you know, a new goalkeeper, maybe he's not played as much, you know, sort of top flight football. And maybe put the ball on top of him, see how he handles it the first 5, 10 minutes. See how he handles it, Raymond. So we'll wait and see how he is.
Let's look to Adam Martin then, who's perhaps playing your position, if that's the way to do it. Came in against Motherwell, I thought he was absolutely outstanding, kept the game simple. I think there's lots of ways to play that kind of role, but his way was get the ball, keep it moving, keep it simple, don't give it away, and that kind of performance, that kind of style of play, I think is well suited to the way we play our football.
Yeah, and that position, it can sometimes go unnoticed, you know, the way you play the game, and you know, people are maybe not quite recognising what you're doing on the park. In that game, as you said, he kept everything simple. You know, he didn't do anything flashy, he just got the ball, moved on to a teammate, and you know, he played great for the first game. Dropped out, which I think he was a wee bit disappointed about in the last few games there, and he'll be champing a bit to go again and try and show what he can do.
Absolutely, and it's key that we start scoring the goals today. And I touched on in the interview with the manager how the past of Lawless, Erskine and Doolan worked so well. You do think that could just ignite at any point, couldn't
it? It could. The boys say it all the time in training, they're doing things that are, you know, incredible. Some of the movements, some of the passages of play are fantastic. I don't think they've actually played together a lot this season, all three of them, I'm not quite sure, and with duels up front anyway, so you know, getting a run together, you can see, you know, they're all fantastic football players. They play off each other, great movement. They all intertwine as well, which is hard to pick up. And if they can get the form that we know they can do, you know, they're going to be a great force in this league.
I think also when you sort of sum up the whole big picture, we've talked about the defensive odd mistakes that have cost goals. We've talked about perhaps not scoring as many goals as you picture this team would be. And you just get the impression that with each component not working as well, it's putting the pressure on the opposite side.
I know what you're saying, Michael, absolutely. You know, if they're not scoring the goals one end, it's putting massive pressure on the defence. You know, the defence are conceding goals, and it's putting pressure on the strikers to go and score every week. So it's hard. But, you know, we need to come together as a team. It's testing times for us. We're sitting bottom of the league now. And this game today is absolutely massive for us. I think it's not quite a must win, but I think it's a can't lose, Michael.
I think it's one of those things. I've looked at the games we've played, and I see a lot of teams that aren't as good as us playing in this division. And I do feel, although the league table doesn't lie, I do feel that once we get going, we will climb this table.
Yeah, I've got no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I was doing the same, Michael. I was thinking sort of during the week there, all the games we've played, and I was thinking, well, how are we sitting bottom of this league with the way we've played at times? But you know, this league's unforgiving. That if you don't do what you do properly, you don't defend properly, you're going to concede goals. So you know, we need to up our game, Lee.
Absolutely, Stuart. I'm going to let you disappear. I know you'll be joining us again at half time, yep, when we'll be talking a little bit more about life at Firhill. So in the meantime, thanks for joining us. I'll let you go and pick your spot.
Thank you very much.
We'll run through the Thistle side this afternoon for you. And goal, it's Ryan Scully. It's back four of Ziggy Gordon, Danny Devine, Liam Lindsay, and Callum Booth. Abdul Osman and Adam Barton make up the midfield. Chris Erskine, Ryan Edwards, and Stevie Lawless in midfield. And Chris Doolan will be the striker. On the bench, we've got Torsten Stukman, the goalkeeper, Sean Welsh, David Amu, Christy Elliott, Addy Aziz, Davy Wilson, and Declan McDade. Quick run through the Hamilton side. Gary Woods, Scant Gillespie, Dougie Emery, Greg Docherty, Alec DeCall, Ali Crawford, Rakesh Bingham, Darian McKinnon, Massimo Donati, Leonard Soa, and George Saris. Their subs are goalkeeper Robbie Thompson, Danny Redmond, Gramoz Kurtai, Louis Longridge, Eamon Brophy, Scott McMahon, and Sean Want. Glad to say that golf expert has joined us. Raymond Stark is back in his commentary box. So, Raymond, the floor is yours.